Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go now. Mark Grody, Chicago Bears sideline reporter from 670 The Score down in Chicago. Mark, how you doing, man?
I am doing well. How are you?
We are doing wonderfully. I guess you tell me, because now you've got the Chicago Tribune doing the expose on Ryan Pace, basically saying how dumb he was and not talking to at least Deshaun Watson and putting all his eggs in the basket of Mitch Trubisky. So what is the reaction right now? Obviously, when you're not winning, the reaction has to be negative, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think all this did was exacerbate the obvious now mistake in hindsight. I think that's all it did. Sorry, I'm being moved here this is where we usually do our recording. It exacerbated what was already known, and that obviously there were two quarterbacks that were better than the one they drafted. And, specifically you're asking about Deshaun Watson and the fact that they didn't seem to put as much effort into possibly getting to know him. And that was the genesis of the article. And I think this, Bill, was a case where, the general manager and his team, they fell in love with a player, and his name is Mitchell Trubisky. And this is the guy that they thought, and they decided they didn't need to waste a lot of time, going in depth with the other quarterbacks. And it happens. GMs will, fall in love with a guy, and that'll be their guy, and that's that. So, and I don't think anybody knew that Watson and or Mahomes was going to turn it into what they did.
The team right now has struggled. They 1 week they look pretty good. The next week, even the defense doesn't look great. Where is this team right now?
The win was incredibly important, just to kind of relieve them of the potential of, maybe going 3-13 or just having a completely fall off the rails season. So where is this team right now? It's still a team that has very little identity or consistent identity offensively. It got a little better last week with three touchdown passes by Trubisky, but it was still an uneven game in that the first half was not good. So the offense is still very much finding themselves. They basically don't have either of their starting tight ends at this point. Trey Burton is injured now. Adam Shaheen, a former second-round pick, was inactive, so that's a big deal. And still, Allen Robinson is probably their most dependable wide receiver and offensive weapon on this team, and the offensive line has needed a reconfiguration. It got it last week, so that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as the offense is concerned. And then the defense just simply has not been dominant, simply has not been what it was last year. I don't think we can use the word elite like we did last year. Akeem Hicks has a lot to do with that not being around. Teams have done a really good job uncovering Khalil Mack this year, and triple, quadruple, everybody take a little piece of him as he tries to get in after the quarterback. So he has been, he's stuck on 5.5 sacks, doesn't even lead the team in sacks at this point. So the defense is, I don't want to say it's average, I still think it's, upper part of the NFL, but it's not, doesn't have the stopper ability that it had last year, or even the last couple of years. So the team is suspect in just about all phases right now.
Also, when it comes to the defense, Danny Trevathan, obviously injured, you guys are banged up in the secondary. The optimism is you get a win this weekend, you kind of climb back into it, there's a rejuvenated hope. There's been so much, I listen to you guys all the time, there's so much swirling around this team right now. It seems like a couple of years ago when in Green Bay, they were just trying to keep all the outside noise out and stop the tornado that was all the misinformation and all the anxiety. Does this team have that capability?
I don't know if any team truly has the capability to block out the outside noise. It's so there. It's so right smack dab in front of them. I mean, these guys are, they're in their 20s. They live on social media. So, they can take a break if they want from it every once in a while. And I think that some of them have tried to, but I think it's a severe lifestyle change to ask them to actually block out the outside noise. I mean, I even asked that to Allen Robinson, the Bears wide receiver. I said, is it unrealistic to block out the noise just because of the way we all live on our devices? And he said, yeah, it kind of is unrealistic to do that. Now, do you have to? Are they capable of playing through all the outside noise? I think that last week was big in taking a step towards saying yes to answer that question, and that's because it kind of reached a 10 last week when Mr. Trubisky made the comments about turning off the TVs, and you know, everybody locally and nationally was what really made it a huge story. That everybody nationally ran with that story, and there's no way they don't. There's no way to block that out. It's literally impossible. For all of that to be blocked out, and then they get the win in the midst of all that. So I thought that was important.
Always good to talk, my friend. We certainly appreciate it. We'll chat again soon. Okay, Mark?
Thanks, Bill. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Best of luck. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mark Grody, Chicago Bears sideline reporter for 670 The Score down in Chicago, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.